Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Vaccine mandates.
Please, please, please protect yourself.
More gold in the Olympic pool.
I was just trying to enjoy the moment, just looking at the rings.
Senate moves ahead on infrastructure.
This time, we're going to get it done.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, day by day, pressure grows to get more people vaccinated as COVID cases rise and a surge in deaths is feared this fall. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us President Biden is poised to announce new steps at the federal level.
This will set a precedent for states and cities and companies across the country, because what we're talking about here is the entire federal workforce, about 2 million people plus contractors who would all be required to either show proof of vaccination or submit to regular testing.
Apple will require masks at most of its stores beginning today. Masks will be required indoors at Disney parks starting tomorrow. Google and Facebook will require vaccinations for office employees. Twitter is sending workers back home. And at a major music event,
people stand shoulder to shoulder at Lollapalooza, something that has been discouraged during this pandemic. To get in this year, you have to show a vaccination card or a printed copy of a negative COVID-19 test that is no more than 72 hours old. And Chicago Health Commissioner Allison Arwady stresses,
don't attend if you develop any symptoms of COVID-19, even if you're fully vaccinated.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Reporting from Louisiana, CBS's David Begno has more on young people who've gotten sick from the virus.
This is Jacquez Lee. He's 17, 6'2", 365 pounds. He's a high school football player.
What are you struggling with?
Breathing, major headaches, and coughing.
Fatina Watkins is his mother. Miss Watkins is fully vaccinated, and her son received his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine 3 weeks ago.
It could be way worse than what it is now.
The COVID case rate here among pediatric patients has jumped just in the last week. The
situation is dire.
Dr. Mark Klein is the physician in chief here.
On Monday, we had 4 hospitalized patients with COVID. Today, we have 17. The children are more ill. They require higher levels of care. Sadly, I think we're going to be seeing more deaths over the coming weeks.
Now to Tokyo and the latest on the Summer Games. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It is taking place right now. Without Simone Biles, the women's gymnastics all-around, U.S. athletes have won the event at the last 4 Olympics. Biles won it 5 years ago in Rio. Right now, after the first of 4 rotations, American Jade Carey is in second place. Fellow American Suni Lee is in fourth. Earlier today at the swim venue, there were more medals and more gold for the U.S. Caleb Dressel won the men's 100-meter freestyle in 47.02 seconds, the 4th fastest time ever.
People would kill to be in the situation I am.
A second U.S. gold came in the 800-meter freestyle. Bobby Fink, with a blistering final 50 meters, went from 4th place to 1st.
It all started with gaining a little bit of ground and momentum from that final 50.
The U.S. continues to top the overall medal list, but one person who was a strong contender will not take part. Pole vaulter Sam Kendricks, the current world champion, has tested positive for COVID-19. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Things look good now for a $1 trillion infrastructure package.
Now comes the hard part, putting an infrastructure spending package together that can win Senate and House approval on its merits. But with no filibuster to block it, the Senate is actually moving on that. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has just come together and in a strong bipartisan fashion voted to begin the legislative process here on the Senate floor.
More bipartisanship about the rebuild goals. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin.
That pothole doesn't have a Democrat or Republican's name on it. It'll bust your tire. Doesn't care who you are.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Off Florida's Gulf Coast, red tide is a big problem this summer. CBS's Ben Tracy says the algae bloom is killing fish and hurting businesses.
Dude, this is nuts. This
Local is fishermen are documenting the devastation from the red tide that has washed over Tampa Bay.
This is an absolute nightmare.
Tyler Capello runs a fishing charter business.
That was a nice, big, beautiful cobia.
Dead fish everywhere.
That's $1,200 a day. Now I'm doing zero.
Many Floridians are worried not just about their waterways, but also their own airways.
There are days that I can't walk to the end of my street because I'm already coughing.
Red tides do naturally occur here. But scientists believe warming ocean waters due to climate change may be making them more frequent.
Sirens blare along parts of the Alaska coast. After a magnitude 8.2 earthquake hit 56 miles offshore, tsunami warnings were posted for the southern part of the state and the peninsula. For Hawaii, too, but those were canceled. There's no word of any major damage. The New York Times reports thanks to huge amounts of federal money in the pandemic, the number of poor Americans is expected to fall by nearly 20 million from 2018 levels, a plunge of nearly 45%. But for a lot of renters who've lost jobs and fallen behind in the pandemic, federal aid has been hard to come by. And CBS's Janet Shamlian in Las Vegas says a lot of people have their eye on the calendar.
LaVita Harvey is well aware the federal moratorium on evictions ends Saturday.
I'm terrified. The job offers are coming in, but they're coming in very slowly.
The Las Vegas mom of two teens lost both her jobs during the pandemic.
It's the hardest thing to see. You will be homeless.
Harvey has been approved for more than $9,000 in federal rent help through a local program. The money hasn't come through yet. More than 8,000 other renters in Nevada's Clark County are still waiting for an approval. LaVita Harvey, like so many, has found the path to rent relief a complicated road.
Actor Bob Odenkirk's people say he's in stable condition because of a heart-related incident. He collapsed Tuesday on the set of TV's Better Call Saul. A band that turned out million-selling albums and hits in the 1970s and 80s has lost a key member.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Long-bearded ZZ Top bassist Dusty Hill has died at 72, according to tweets from his two bandmates. But wait, there's more.
It's the fishing invention of the century. There's never been anything like it. Popeil's Pocket Fisherman.
Ron Popeil, who gave us the Pocket Fisherman and the Vegematic as he revolutionized the TV infomercial, has died.
As I said, it's under $100.
In an apron, he did all the work on pasta makers and rotisseries.
18 minutes a pound for a pork loin roast or for a leg of lamb.
You set it and forget it.
Ron Popeil was 86. Their wedding was watched by millions. Now someone can take the cake.
A slice of Prince Charles and Princess Diana's wedding cake is going up for auction in England next month. It's expected to fetch hundreds of dollars, even though it's decades old. The piece of cake was preserved in plastic wrap in a floral tin signed by Diana, and you can still make out the royal coat of arms. It was part of one of 23 wedding cakes in 1981. The royal couple split 11 years later, then finalized their divorce in 1996. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
College football's Big 12 conference has sent a cease and desist order to a network that carries a lot of its games, ESPN. It accuses on-air talent of encouraging other conferences to pick apart the league so that power schools Texas and Oklahoma can escape more quickly to the Southeastern Conference. Right now, that big money, high-profile exit is planned for 2025. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.